I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Sarah Keyworth.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best Thank Fuck For That moment so we can delight in how different their lives could have been.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh my God.
Look at us.
Today's an exciting day, isn't it?
It's a very exciting day. We're in our brand new studio.
Yes. It's so ramshackle at the moment.
It's completely, it's a tip. It's an absolute tip.
It's an absolute tip.
It's all ours.
It's ours. And we're sharing it with our friends and one of our guests, our guest today.
The guest we have on today. Is a member of the Slime Country podcast.
Yeah, so it's Ed Knight, Sunil Patel, and Hugh Davies.
Huge Davies.
And they've all left. So the five of us have gotten like a studio together to record our podcast because I think we all can't afford real studios.
We can't keep hiring somebody else's studio, so we've got our own.
Yeah.
It's in a disused GP's office.
Yes. An abandoned hospital, basically.
It's spooky as all hell.
Yep.
You have to go up and down several flights of stairs to find our bit.
Yeah, Sarah and I still don't know how to get here, basically.
We don't know how to get out.
It's impressive that we're here.
We might just die here. We've got enough tea bags and milk to survive for 2 days, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we're out. So this is our final broadcast.
Yeah, so this is our goodbye, our swan song.
Oh, but it's nice to be here.
It's nice to see you.
We've had a few weeks away from each other, haven't we?
Yeah, because we knew this all was going to kick off, getting the studio together. So we had to basically scramble and like get some episodes in the can.
Yeah, and on the can.
On the can. And now, yeah, so now I haven't seen you. I missed you.
I missed you too.
Ah.
But it's nice to see you.
It is nice
I'm looking at you from a different angle as well. I normally look opposite and now you're sideways.
Yeah, normally I would be opposite you, but I'm going to be opposite you again.
Hopefully. Mm-hmm. I hope one day.
Yes, when we get a new table.
When we get a brand new table.
Yeah.
How have you been over the weeks?
Oh my God.
We've been apart.
I mean, so much has happened. Yesterday, I had the crazy... If at any point during this podcast, I'm not making sense, it's because I've slept about 3 hours.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because last night, I was in Cardiff, and we set off to go back at like 11, 30, 45, something like that.
In a car.
Oh. From Cardiff.
Mm.
That's the only way you can get there. and
if you want to go by train, you got to go to train diff.
And we all, like, the three of us in the car, we all had, like, we lived in, like, it was, like, north, east, and south.
London.
So there wasn't, like, any good way to get people.
Oh,
and, you
no.
know, there's no night tubes on, this is a Monday that we're recording, so there's no night tubes on a Sunday. And so basically I had said, this is, like, the Duchess thing. I had said, like, just like drop me off in the center. I'll get a Lime bike and get myself home.
Oh, that is the stupidest thing.
It was the stupidest thing. I use line bags all the time. I think they're brilliant. But I was just like, I'll zoom home. It will be absolutely fine. They were like, are you sure? I was like, yeah, it's fine. Like, they go so fast. I don't feel unsafe on a bicycle.
I hate line bikes.
Yeah. So I went on and a line bike. The first one, the pedals were broken. I made it about halfway. They're and like, then I was like, I have to get a different one. Like, this is ridiculous.
They're like pigeons.
Then
they're everywhere and they're terrible.
The second one, someone had messed with like the handles on it. So they, instead of like being normal, they were like really close together. So it was like I was holding. So I went about like 3 meters on that one. Then I was like, okay, I'm going to have to get another one again. Then I found a different one. That one.
Oh my God. Mickey.
The saddle was broken. So I started on it and then I slowly went all the way down like on the saddle. And then I couldn't go any further on that one. And then the worst thing happened. Basically, the thing that I was like, the one thing that I didn't want to happen, which was that I got off. I didn't have a bike to go on near Brixton Station.
Oh, no.
Where like it's just a bit dangerous at 4 a.m.
It's just chaotic around
it's
there.
It's very
at the
chaotic. Yep. And, you know, it's not it's you shouldn't be like the most approachable person on the street at that hour.
No, absolutely not.
Which I definitely was. So I was like just being accosted by people like asking for stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just a bit scared. So I was just walking really fast to find another line bike.
Oh, no.
And then I found another one, which worked. So fourth time's a charm. And that got me all the way home. And then I was just like, I cannot tell the two people that I like convinced to let me do this.
I'll be home quicker than you.
Yeah, I really. And they were like, please, like, text when you get home safe. And I was like, no probs. Like, I'll be there so quickly.
4 hours later, they get text. I'm not safe. I'm in Brixton.
Oh my God. It was just a horrendous, like, horrendous journey. And then, you know, you get home and you have all that adrenaline.
Yeah.
I survived the night. And then it was just like, well, you better go to sleep immediately if you want to get 4 hours sleep, which I didn't. So I got a solid 3 hours.
Oh, mate, I'm very sorry. Yeah. I slept well last night, actually. Okay.
Should we talk about our guest?
Yeah, let's talk about our guest.
Well, we already introduced him, kind of.
Huge Davies, his name is.
Hugh Davies. I refuse to call him by his porn name.
Stage name, Huge Davies.
Yeah. What would your stage name be, do you think, if you got to pick one? It had to be close to your name.
Okay. What is my name? Sarah Keyworth. So.
That's the only way you go.
I knew that one quicker than you.
Yeah.
Where were you?
Yeah.
And it's got to be, what is it, a porn name or a stage name?
Stage name.
Oh, okay.
It can be both.
Caesar. Cockworth.
Caesar Cockworth?
Yeah, Caesar Cockworth. That's actually really good. It's a porn name, yeah.
That's fucking great.
Caesar Cockworth.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't think I could beat that.
Are you not going to try?
I don't think that Caesar Cockworth is like, what can we do? Something like Michelangelo.
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 It's David. It's your stage name.
It's Michelangelo's David. And then I walk on and people are like, no, it's really not.
That's a Dutch lady. That would be a funny stage name, though.
Get your penis out.
Everyone's like, ooh. Yes, Huge Davies is his name.
Right, sorry, I forgot.
It's our guest. He's amazing. Comedian, actor, writer, podcaster himself. He talks a lot
musician?
About...
Musician?
Musician, musical comedian.
Yeah.
Keyboard player.
Yeah. He talks a lot about what?
He talks a lot about his podcast, Slime Country.
Yes.
That we've also mentioned.
Because they're our dear friends and now...
Studio stablemates. We share this creepy little room with them.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm really excited. Let's get him in.
Let's get him in.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hi, it's me, Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Thank Fuck for That. If you're enjoying the podcast, please sign up to our Patreon to support us. We need some help making it. We're doing it all by ourselves. So please sign up, even if it's just £3 a month. That would make the world of difference. Thanks so much. Here's the episode.
Hugh Davies!
It's huge, right? It's huge, Davies.
Oh, sorry. Huge Davies!
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Who
respect,
the hell are you?
Respect the brand.
Respect the brand. Yeah. I went wrong straight away.
Yeah.
I called you by your friend name.
That's nice that you would say it was a friend name.
Yeah, I would say you're a friend.
But no one who calls me huge is a friend of mine, I guess. That
do
means.
You think?
Yeah.
Who well, calls Sarah me? Just did it.
So. Yeah. Do you feel weird when people call you huge, even though it's your stage name?
I kind of just don't really like listen. I don't really listen to that.
I guess it sounds quite close to your name. It's yeah. just like it's a similar noise.
I think that for the earlier part, I was quite like, oh, well, I know you, so you'll call me Hugh. And then you call me huge, but then it's just, I just can't get bothered. You know, when you just used to have patience for that sort of thing. And now you're just like, whatever you say, I'll just go with. You could call me Phil Wang and I'd be like, sure.
I want to correctly introduce you to this podcast that was huge, but like, I really struggle to call you huge in any kind of like non-professional.
I don't understand, isn't it? It doesn't make any sense. It's an adjective.
But huge, I just feel it's way too dirty.
Yeah.
It's way too dirty. I like that you basically gave yourself a porn name for the stage.
My agent used to say, can we change the name? Because it's hard to bring you up in meetings without having to like first say that we don't represent a really, really funny porn star.
Yeah.
Comedy porn yeah. star with a massive dick.
I think that honestly, if I was a porn star, I'd get so much more audience. Like, so many people would come.
You'd be a great porn star. Yeah, they would. Yeah.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, sorry. No, yeah, yeah,
early cum joke. Yeah,
okay, cool.
Podcast.
Fresh
cum joke of the new studio.
Yeah.
This is a very special episode. Thank you for acknowledging that. You're our first guest in the new studio.
I'm also the person that taped all the soundproofing to the walls as well. So don't feel that special.
It was
a convenience thing. I have to admit.
Sure, it's convenient, but that doesn't make it any less special.
But I don't think this is the first time I've asked you to come on the podcast. I don't think you were free the first time I asked you.
This is my third attempt.
Yeah. So it's not like I was like, ugh, let's just get Hugh in.
Yeah. But it was convenient.
You were wanted before this.
Okay. Mm. Yeah.
You're so wanted.
Yeah.
That's important.
It's interesting you guys book all your guests 2 days before the podcast.
You know, we like to live on the edge.
We don't. Do you know how hard it is?
No, that's what I'm saying.
To book guests.
Come on, Sarah. Let's do this. Let's do this as a sort of branding. It's like that we're like very laissez-faire about our guests.
Yeah, it's always a surprise to you. It's a surprise to me.
Anyone could come in.
Yeah.
Sadiq Khan.
Sadiq Khan's our next guest.
Yeah.
Is he?
Next week. Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask him 2 days before, so we'll see. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Wow. We should ask you some questions now. The first one.
This is an interview podcast.
So I didn't. You. There wasn't time for you to explain this podcast to me.
No.
So I don't know what's. Yeah.
You're completely in the dark about this.
But the listener will love that because they know that we've been on a bit of a journey of like trying to get a new studio and stuff like that. So this will be like, it's not going to be like the smoothest podcast.
They're just going to be glad we're here.
They're going to love it. So
we've broken our butts getting this out.
Oh, you ask the questions, actually. Come on, let's do this.
Oh, shall I?
Have you done this before?
Yeah, Sarah always
Not
does
in
it.
Here.
Sarah always does it because I shout too much.
That is true. This is a podcast about life-changing moments. Do you think you dwell on your life-changing moments? Do you dwell on the past?
Absolutely not.
Not at all?
No, not really. Well, sometimes when the past arises, when a friend comes from school to a gig, I'm like, oh, God. Now I have to think about all the things what we were.
As in, you have to spend the rest together. Pretend that you remember what happened between you.
Well, sometimes it happens that someone comes from an old school to a gig, and then at the end, they'll come up to me and they go, oh my God, like I loved that performance. My goodness, can I follow you on Twitter? And I'm like, we went to school together. And they're like, no. And then, that's happened three times. And then I'll be like,
they don't really remember it.
No, they don't remember me. I was like basically not a feature at my school. Like I sat at the back of a classroom looking mysterious, kind of, but you know.
But to no avail.
Well,
it
works with Ryan Gosling, but when you look at me, it looks like a student, like a foreign exchange student. No one talks to you for 6 years.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. But like I would.
I love the idea that everybody coming to your show who you went to school with relates so much to what you're doing because they're like, I just feel like I kind of know this guy.
Yeah, like, I've known him
forever. Yeah. Yeah. And then they come up to you and they're like, that really spoke to me. And you're like, yeah, it's just because we've actually known each other 20 years.
One time I said to someone, I was like, oh, like we went to school together. And they were like, no, we didn't. Like they feel like they're like, they wouldn't even consider that we didn't go to school together. And I was like, yeah, you were friends with your best friends with Harriet and Will. Remember you used to hang out? They're like, that is funny because that is true, but we didn't go to school together.
Full gaslight.
Yeah, 100%.
How creepy are you that you know all that about them?
It's just more prepared to think that you were sort of a clairvoyant type thing.
Yeah, I'd sit looking at other friendship groups and going, that's a nice group, isn't it?
Someone like you was at their school.
That is mad. Wow, brutal. I love that. I really thought that like you were going to say, like, I have just so many people from school coming to see me, but it was like a completely different story.
No, they don't see me, they just come to comedy.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, afterwards, they'll be like, wow.
That is amazing.
And then, no idea. I once played a football match, like a radio match with people at my school, and two of the people asked me who I was, like who'd brought me. But I was like, I've been in classes with you for like over 4 years.
Well, that happened at school?
No, like maybe after school, reunion. Maybe like 7 years after.
This is wild, because I have it sometimes where people from school or uni come to gigs and they rewrite our history a bit. Like, they'll be like, oh, remember when we were at school? And they're saying it like we were closer than we were. And, like, my memory of it is I'm like, oh, you know, we weren't actually... Like, you didn't want to hang out with me then.
And you were holding the stick that was hitting me.
Yeah, and now you're more interested in me.
Yeah.
So the idea that they've written rewritten the history to completely erase you is absolutely brutal.
Yeah.
I recently got a message from someone who I did, like after school classes with. And it was like the first... I have this idea that, like, no one would remember me because I always sat at the back of the class and, like, people hated me. And... this girl was like, so, she was like, remember, and I didn't remember her, and it made me feel real superior.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. That's lovely. Good.
It was really nice, because I really thought, like, that would never happen, and this girl had such a memory of, like, being in class with me, and me and my sister were in the same, like, after-school class, and I asked her to, like, jog my memory. I was like, I have no memory of this person. And she like gave me a list of like, her friend was called this and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I do not know who this is.
That's wild.
I know. Made me feel real good.
I got a message from somebody who used to teach me how to drive when I was like 17, 18.
Yeah.
And I saw it come through on like Facebook and it was like, hey, Sarah, how are you? So glad to see you're doing so well. So I didn't open it for ages because I was like, here we go. Just another message from an old hanger on from my past. I was like, I'll get to that at some point. And then she sent me another message that was like, hey Sarah, just wondering whether you got a chance to see this. And my mum owed her money, so she was just kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
she was like,
amazing.
So she's like, not a problem. I know it's been a while,
you've
but
been
like,
driving
I do actually think there's an outstanding payment.
Oh my God, what a humbling.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, I'm so
there's
sorry.
A mistake on the form that we said, but you actually have not surpassed your driving test.
Yeah.
You have to go to jail.
You have to go to jail. Yeah.
That's amazing.
And what's your name again? Sorry. Yeah.
Obviously, 30 years old, I immediately called my mum, got her to send her the money.
Wait, so...
So in short, yeah.
I'm not paying.
You don't dwell.
No, I don't really dwell.
Oh.
No. I sometimes do, but like once a year maybe.
Does anything ever haunt you?
A ghost once haunted me.
Is this real?
No, for like a real. Like, no. I didn't believe in ghosts until last year, and then I fully found a ghost. Like,
found a ghost?
Well, yeah, I was staying at my ex's house in the middle of Scotland.
That feels like a story.
Yeah, near Fife. And then...
Were you together at the time?
No, I was the ghost. Yeah, I was free. I was just my ex. I was creeping her out.
Why were you in your ex's house at five?
No. We were together.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
we were
good.
Together. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe get out the house.
Yeah. And imagine if I said that on revealed that I was like, yeah, I just like to go to my ex's house and just like pretend to be a ghost, move stuff about, freaking out.
She gets
and
a phone call.
And it fully made me believe in ghosts because I believe in myself. Yeah. It's actually a very empowering story.
Your ex gets a phone call from a ghost being like, your ex boyfriend's in the house, but just FYI, it's weird and it's creeping us all out.
So in this house, there was like the TV was like very difficult to turn on. Like it was like, you know, you have to like go through a bunch of things to get the TV on. So you turn the TV on, you've got to like there's another remote for another thing, and then for you to actually get the TV on, it's like a real effort. And then so this was like a thing that we even like stopped using the TV because we couldn't be bothered to do it. So we just watched things on like a laptop or something. One night we were like in bed about to like sleep, and then we heard the TV come on, like we heard a noise, right? And it's like we're like, it's this music, and then it's like creepy old timey, like the creepy ghost music, like it's kind of like Western cowboy kind of music, which is creepy kind of thing. And then I like fully
slow picking on a guitar kind of thing.
Now she fully believed in ghosts because she was like, this house is haunted. Like I've spoken to ghosts in this house. And I was doing that thing of being like, well, this is nonsense. And I refused to entertain that conversation. Uh-huh.
And why did you break up?
Because I refused to entertain any of our conversations. But that conversation in particular, I was like, we're just not doing this. Like I would start laughing at her, and then she'd be like, this is not, I don't want to talk about this ghost, if you could just laugh at me. Anyway, I got out of bed. I was kind of like very confident in myself because I didn't want to let her know that I didn't believe in the ghost, because I was like, this is not happening. I go in the living room, the TV is on, blaring, like it's impossible to turn on the TV. I've tried and failed by myself until she came in and taught me how to do it. It's on, it's blaring, like the TV remote is like sat on the cushion, like in the middle, like where we didn't leave it, kind of a thing. And then I turned it off, and then we were in bed just like freaking out, like we didn't go to sleep.
Wait, and that was a ghost. Able to move the remote
and turn on the TV. Like she's not, I was thinking in my head.
So what was it watching?
It was watching like a radio channel that was like creepy old music.
So it just put some music on.
Yeah.
Some music on, some ghost music.
Yeah.
To just chill out.
Finally relaxing.
Yeah.
Mm. You guys come.
Probably will. A nice
turn
ghost
it all off.
Do.
Yeah. Get rude. Trying to wind down.
That's the real takeaway from this conversation. Yeah. Is that really
I'm rude
ruined
to
that ghosts. Ghost good time.
Yeah. Stormed in, turned the TV off. And it's really hard to turn on. They've just gone through that whole rigmarole.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah, 100%.
Did you feel frightened?
I did in the moment, yeah. But then I was like, afterwards, it was felt freaky at the time. But afterwards, I was like, it is a ghost just watching telly. Like, it's not doing anything to us. Like, if it wants to listen to creepy old music, who am I to say don't do that?
Why do ghosts always like creepy music though?
Well,
they never like pop music though.
It's because they're dead 100 years ago, aren't they? They weren't like Nicki Minaj.
Why not?
Well, about someone who just died.
No, they're not ghosts though, are they?
Interesting.
What, do you have to have been born a certain amount of years ago to become a ghost?
Well, when have you seen a ghost that's not like, into, I don't know. You don't see a ghost with baggy clothes, do you?
Do you think they stopped making them then? They don't make ghosts anymore.
Yeah, no. Not like they used to.
Yeah.
That's the real take.
Yeah.
Mm. These fucking modern times, they don't even make ghosts anymore.
Oh, a genuine bona fide ghost. They don't make them like this anymore. Speaking of death.
Yes.
Have you ever had a big near miss experience? So something that where something big could have happened that would have massively changed your life. Almost, where you go, phew, glad that didn't happen.
I'd almost drowned in poo.
No further questions.
Yeah. What?
For sure. There was a farm I used to, there's like a B&B in Cornwall. My mum and dad used to take me to for some holidays. We never went abroad. We just went to this same B&B and it was like a farm B&B.
How old were you?
At the time, probably like 8.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying how old are you now.
I'm 8 now, but sure, back then.
At the time, I was 8.
Okay. Yeah, I was 8 at the time. So we went every single year until I was about maybe 15.
Okay.
Something like that. And then they had like a, on the farm they had everything, including a slurry pit. And the farm was like a private kind of, it was like a private farm where they
that's everything. Well, yeah, everything. Everything you could think of, including a slurry pit. Yeah.
A tyre, an old swing.
One cow.
Yeah, they did that poor cow making all that slurry.
God.
Forcing it.
They had a slurry pit.
The farmer's talking to the cow going, I need you to shit so much that an 8-year-old could drown in it.
Well, the slurry pit was not, they like, I think nowadays you'd have to put fencing around it that was like, this is a big hole full of poo.
Yeah.
But I think back then it was kind of just like, if you fall in the poo, think you know, you deserve it.
It was a free for all.
Yeah. And I fell in. My friend knew that it was a slurry pit because he lived in the country and I didn't. So I think he knew. So we were playing tag and he went round the side of it and sort of made it look as if he'd gone straight through it. So I just followed and went down. And I was like fully like.
How deep are we talking?
It's a bit deeper than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, as an 8-year-old boy. And then I was.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I almost died. Like,
so
I
you're
was like,
suspended in poo.
Yeah, yeah.
Sinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this was your friend's plan.
Yeah, he didn't realize that I'd be dead. He thought that maybe the poo would be up to my like knees or something.
It's very cartoon dastardly, isn't it?
It
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Trapped Roadrunner in the poo.
In the shit.
And then you eat him.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, I managed to get out. I think I was just from pure will, because I think it was not like, I think it's designed so maybe if you fall in you can maybe get out. Maybe that's not the design, maybe that's the way that poo works. But I managed to get out, but I left one of my shoes in there, and I was considering going back for one of my shoes because I was like, my mum be angry.
Oh, you don't want, you, like, she doesn't want you to bring those shoes home.
Good boy.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Very nervous.
So did no, you, she might be angry.
Did you swim out?
Yeah, I swam out of the poo, but I was like, I was like, I'll
breaststroke.
Be...
what stroke would you do in the poo?
I pooed myself out. I made it overflow.
You propelled yourself. Yeah. But with your own farts and
shit. When in Rome.
Yeah. Yeah.
What stroke would you do in poo?
Whatever gets you out of you the poo, Sarah.
You wouldn't do front crawl, would you? Because you don't want to splash it around.
Yeah. Why are you trying to impress anyone with your like one stroke?
Backstroke, because then at least your face is like towards the sky.
Backstroke. I'm just trying to get away from the poo. Logistics of getting out. Breaststroke.
Yeah. Anything at all. I would claw at it. I was just trying to get myself out of the poo.
I think you're right. I think backstroke.
You drown in the poo.
Never.
The way that you're reacting to even talking about this, you gotta slow your heartbeat down. You gotta think, how am I gonna get out of this poo?
You gotta tread
poo. And you think a perfect backstroke is the way to do it.
Yeah, flip
lower
yourself
your
down.
Heart rate.
10 out of 10.
Tread poo for a bit.
Mm.
Think about the exit plan.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never butterfly.
No, not even a pool.
No, why would you?
Not even in a water pool.
Why would you want to throw it around more?
For somebody's watching.
Farmer's like, what have you done? It's why everywhere. It's doing... all over our one cow.
Why are you doing butterfly?
Look at what you've done to Susie.
The farmer was
what
furious.
Is your friend doing at this point?
He's laughing.
He's not helping.
No.
Okay.
I think for at that age, if your friend's dying and like drowning in poo, there's like now you'd like if you were with Mickey and Mickey fell in the poo, like she'd sink to like waist and you'd be like that is, and then it's once to neck, you'd be like okay. I don't think at any point in an 8-year-old's head are you like this is not not funny.
If I saw Mickey drowning in poo, I would laugh.
Yeah.
I'd laugh.
But then you'd make sure she was okay.
I don't know if I would.
I don't think Sarah would.
I don't know if
I think I would make sure Sarah was okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, because I'd be doing butterfly stroke.
Well, because I'd be worried about the next edit of the podcast.
Get an Empire's chair out. With a whistle.
Get out of the poo, I need you.
Yeah. I'd just be like, oh, this is money that's in this poo. It's like it's one of my investments.
My money's in that poo.
Well, the farmer was furious because it's like he can't use that batch.
Why not? What have you done?
Because it's for you use it for
your shoes in it.
Yeah, because
fertilizer.
Yeah, like you sell it to like for people. To,
and you've contaminated.
He's got to run a business.
Poo?
Yeah, he's
why?
Like, I assume you can't use it. There's a shoe in there.
What kind of chemicals are in your body that you can't use the shoe?
Well, the shoe you can't fertilize a plant with shoe.
Yeah, but you can pick the shoe out and use the shoe.
What? Who's getting the shoe out of that?
I don't know.
I've gone to him. I've said that.
Some other 8-year-old lying around. The next one that falls
the next
in.
Next victim.
Yeah.
Once you're down, if you're down there, do you maybe get the shoe out?
Were you scared?
Yeah.
I'd be scared.
Very scared.
Did you?
And also, I was thinking, like, like, I'm already like quite on a low rung at school. If they find out that I drowned in poo, like my, like maybe, you know, even when a kid dies at school, you're like, maybe now we treat him with some respect.
Yeah.
If the kid that no one speaks to dies in poo, it's like they put you in the desks. You know, they write in the desks.
It's a tough minute silence, that, isn't it?
It's a tough to get 1 minute silence. It's a 70 minute. Attempt to get a 1 minute silence.
I once almost drowned in like just water, but then a dog sat on me as I was like drowning.
Oh, I remember this.
Do you remember this?
How did the dog sit on you?
Well, the dog had fallen through the ice, then I tried to save the dog, then I fell through the ice, and then the dog sat on me.
To save itself?
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
So
respect that dog.
But my point was that when I got out of the water, someone got me out of the water, and then I went home, and then my mum got mad, even though, but it was like worry mad. You know when someone's worried and they're just like, it comes out as mad.
Mm.
Yeah. So
she was like, why would you do that? And I was like, well, because I was saving a dog.
Yeah, because the dog was drowning.
Hero?
Well, what was the dog thank you or just not really care?
No, it sounded hurt.
Gave me a little fruit basket.
The dog's mum popped around with a casserole.
The dog was honestly so lovely. Mm. It was my mum who's the problem.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the dog was a bastard? You got it straight out and it was like immediately went for a kill or something.
Yeah, like somebody from the town had been trying to kill that dog for ages.
They finally got it in the...
Yeah. What time do you guys think I grew up in? Because this sounds like you think I'm from the 1800s.
Yeah.
And that's what the town was up to.
Somebody
in the
1800s. From the ye olde town trying to drown a dog. And a little witch came along.
Yes.
And rescued.
Oh, is that me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to be a witch.
Yeah, it'd be good, wouldn't it?
Mm. Do you ever people are like,
Max is a witch.
Oh my god, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. She's a proper witch. Like at first it was like she sort of mentioned it. So I was like, oh, that's funny. And then after a while, because it was like star signs at first, I was like, this is normal, this is fine. And then it got to the point where she was like, so the moon's out, so like it'd be great if we just like saw the moon, like it'd be important to me to see the moon today. So we got our driver to look at the moon or somewhere.
What? She couldn't see the moon where you were?
So we were like in a residential area where like if the moon was low, you couldn't. So we had to go to like the kind of the park to see the moon. And then it got to the point where she
take your girlfriend out to see the moon.
Yeah, and then like get a glass of water to so in the moonlight maybe so the that would become moon water. And then she used to go out with her friends on the moors when it was the full moon. And then she would like take things of my possessions like my hair or like kind of stuff, and she'd be like, this is for the spells. And I was like, oh, okay. And then her and her three friends would go out on the moors
okay.
for evening. Well, yeah, I'm not going to, I mean, like, I've got a girlfriend, you know, I'm not going to say anything to stop that. So, and then they'd go.
That was a real damning indictment of who you are as a person.
Oh, no.
And then they would
I'm not going to say anything to stop me having a girlfriend.
But the good thing
about
that.
Even if she is taking my hair into the moors.
But she would say, I'm doing good spells for you. I'm like trying to make, you know, like your career kick off. Which is rude.
She was not doing good spells, man.
His
career really took off. I'm on her side.
The best thing about having your girlfriend is a witch is that she's like, if you ever break up with me, I'll cast a spell on you. And I'm like,
that's the best thing, is it?
Well, you but because if you
that's
don't...
the nicest thing about having a girlfriend that's a witch is that she threatens you with witchcraft.
Yeah, yeah. But then if you don't think so that spells exist, then you're like, well, this.
What's
is
the
fine.
Worst thing about having a girlfriend that's a witch?
You have to go look at the moon every
yeah,
having to
annoying.
Drink all that moon water.
Yeah, the moon water.
What is moon? The first thing you said about this was like you take a glass of water and then it's moon water, and you just went straight past that.
Well, this is
that
like
was
months.
A normal thing to say.
I make moon water every night.
Don't get on site.
I make moon water every night. I do. Stick
How'd
it on
you
the
do it?
Stick it on the windowsill. Show it to the moon.
What is moon water?
You know what it is.
I can't believe you don't know what that is.
Moon is water.
I do not. No, I don't like this. What is it?
It's water you leave out for the moon. The moon, so the moon can see it. And then the moon like empowers the water with the moon stuff.
So then you drink it?
Yeah, yeah, it's like powerful water, yeah.
Yeah. It really sets you up for the day. Don't talk to me before I've had my moon water. I've got that on a
mug. Hashtag no more water. Yeah. You know, it's a big photo of you.
Absolutely fuck off with this. Absolutely fuck off. You pretending like you know what moon water is very upsetting to
me. I love moon water.
No.
Yeah. I make my own. I make some for Louisa. I get up first.
If I make a fun of my ex, she'll curse you. Then.
She probably she will. I believe.
You think she's listening?
Yeah.
She's always listening.
Huge
she's
comedy
always
fan. Listening. She's got a huge comedy fan.
Ears everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Listen, do you feel like you've actually been cursed?
Yeah, because I
this is a sliding doors.
I got shingles.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, get shingles.
And that's for people that are old, you know.
That's an old timey
shingles
thing.
All over my body. Yeah. And it was quite quickly after. And then, yeah, like a lot of things weren't like, I can't sleep now. Do you know what I mean?
Whenever the moon's out?
No, just like generally, I can't really sleep.
But are you trying to sleep when the moon's out? Because she's friends with the moon, right?
Yeah, well, I'd say I was trying to sleep whether the moon's, you know, there or not, I'd say.
Is right. this the same girlfriend who saw the ghost?
No, this is different. This
oh, okay,
different
okay, okay, okay.
You really have a type, though.
Yeah,
you
really have a type. Yeah, really type. Like, I'm really like fascinated.
Where are you getting them from?
You used to just be a normal boy, spooky just in lady, the back of the class, completely unremarkable. And now here you are, ghosts, witches.
Yeah, I got a letter from Dumbledore himself. Yeah, he came and went. Do you want to?
Boy, do I have some women for you.
So that was kind of like a sliding doorsy. Because it's like, we do like at the end of this podcast, we ask you like, is there like a sliding doors moment? So is there another moment in your life that you can think of where like something happened and then it kind of...
It could have gone
I wish I prepped for this.
In multiple different directions.
So basically when I was at school, I was thick as pig shit. And I failed all my exams.
Like, and you would know.
Thick as a slurry.
Yeah. It elled my chemistry. It was radioactive poo, made my brain go poo-poo.
You were doing observational comedy from the slurry pit. This is exactly how thick I am.
It's a very stinky show.
Yeah.
Wait, you were thick?
Yeah, like I failed every exam I ever did, and it was like a problem. And the school were like, "What's wrong with you? You got to revise." And I'm like, "I'm revising every day."
Oh, right. You were revising.
Yeah, like hard, like studying hard. Like I had to do lots of.
That's strange.
Like in my holidays, I had to go to school in the holidays because I couldn't like I was failing everything basically.
Oh no!
So I had to go to a really bad university in Scotland, and I think, like in the middle of nowhere, and it was real. I think I quite hardened when I was there. I started stand-up when I was there as well. And it's like, it's hard to do Scotland where you look and sound two different foreigns.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And I was like...
Two different foreigns.
Yeah. Like for them, they were like, sounds English, looks Chinese, I guess.
Yeah.
Double hate. Like, you know. So I think...
He's upsetting us with everything he's doing.
Yeah. There's nothing I can do. So I think,
the worst thing you could do in Scotland is sound English.
Yeah. I love Scotland, but the place I was at was just, it's the bleakest place in Scotland. Like, people in Scotland are just like, fuck. I've had conversations with people who are Scottish, and they're like, oh, so you went to uni? Where did you go to uni? Because they think I'm going to say Edinburgh or something.
Yeah. Where was it?
I don't know if I should say, because it's rude.
Right, don't say it.
We don't want to get complaints.
I don't know if it's rude, but I do love the city.
Glasgow.
Imagine if it was Glasgow. That's so rude to Glasgow.
Wait,
Glasgow's
so it's a city?
Yeah, it's a city, but it's like a very... Well, I'm not going to say if it's Aberdeen or not, but...
Next 20 minutes of this podcast is us just guessing Scottish cities.
So it is Aberdeen. I like Aberdeen. But when you get there, it's depressing. Everything's great. They have so much money. They don't invest anything back into the city.
Uni's depressing anyway, I think.
Yeah, it is depressing. Mm-hmm. And it's that there's nothing to do but to drink there. You can understand why they have a problem there, because it's like there's nothing to do. Yeah. My dad came to visit me and we just went to the pub 3 days in a row because there was nothing else on. You go to the beach, but then it's like it's cold and there's like crisp packets everywhere. It's like it's not fun. But I think that was like, I think if I went to like a really nice... If I went to like a really like lovely environment, and the uni's really nice, but the city is just not good. If I went to like a really nice place where everything looked perfect, maybe my life would have been a different turn and be like more. But I think now it was like maybe I should. I lived in a room with no window, you know, for a year, and that was fine.
Do you think you were looking for like a hard out? You were just like, okay, I need to do something big, like weird, like stand up.
To get out of this situation. Yeah.
When you were there, were you dreaming of the slurry pit?
Yeah, I was looking back, it was a treasured childhood memory. Yeah. I was like, imagine the taste of poo in the
Find
mouth.
Find the happy place, you.
Oh, backstroke.
Yeah.
Backstroke on the farm, why not?
Days of swimming as a boy.
Yeah, that is weird. It's weird when you go somewhere and you're just like, this is nothing like... Because I think we all get kind of like sold this idea of university like it's Cambridge. Do you know what I mean? Like green lawns and like whatever.
This has become the anti-uni podcast. We always slag off how much we hate uni.
But yeah. I hate it, uni.
Yeah, I didn't like it either. I hate nightclubs. The only reason I smoke is because I had to start smoking because I didn't like being in nightclubs and I could have an excuse to go outside. Because you look weird if you're going to a smoking area and you're not smoking.
You say as you're out of breath.
Yeah. I like choke out on the pod, live on the pod, on our new studio.
Yeah, if you're in a smoking area, you either need to be smoking or having an argument.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I have so many arguments these days. It's just a habit.
Yeah.
My clubbing days.
Because you're such a health nut.
I have to pretend I'm really drunk and it's always with like a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
It's
exhausting.
Yeah. And it's confusing.
Mm. It's could be, yeah, it is confusing.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I was in a smoking pen. I was like, oh, this is fun. Like, this is a good vibe.
Did you nearly say smoking pen?
No, I merely said smoking pit. The slurry pit.
Yeah, for the pit, because everything's a pit now. Yeah.
It's a bit like the slurry pit.
Every time I'm in the smoking, I'm like, this reminds me of the pit. And like, what? And I'm like, best not to mention the pit, maybe.
I like that you like associate uni so much with nightclubs.
It's because I went to we went to nightclubs more than... We went to Aberdeen uni, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
not uni with nightclubs.
Yeah, me too, because that's what I went to nightclubs, but that's quite funny. The girl I used to nanny for, she went to her first nightclub. She was telling me the other day.
That's bizarre. First nightclub.
Yeah, it's really weird, but she was like, yeah, I don't think it was a good one. Like, the music was shit, and I was like, I just didn't want to be like, that's all of them.
Yeah,
like,
that's nightclubs. Yeah.
Hard to tell her to be like... Hard drugs could help.
Yeah, it's not like there's like, yeah, there's tips, there's things you could do, but I don't think you should do any of them.
Yeah. There are enhancing experiences.
There are enhancing experiences.
Yeah. I probably shouldn't recommend those.
But I've never taken hard drugs before, so I was like in these. All my friends were just like on like absolutely wasted, having a great time, and I was there basically like a bit drunk, like not really getting it.
I found it completely baffling. I found the whole thing baffling because I'd like watch Skins and I'd be like, I don't know how they're, who are these people having these crazy times in nightclubs and like stay? How do they have so much energy and stamina and how do they stay up all night?
Yeah,
I just have to go to bed. I get to a point where like I need
how
to go to bed.
How are they shagging in the loo?
Yeah,
they're all shagging in the loo.
Why are they shagging in the loo? So
I watched
much,
Skins 2 days ago because I was like cleaning my flat and I wanted to put something on my TV whilst I was doing it. I put on Skins just because I was like, oh, it's just on Netflix. I'll put it on.
Yeah.
Some of the it's not. I mean, I have nostalgia for it, but it's like some of these kids, they're not real people.
Can't have aged.
No,
well.
Yeah. He in the first episode, Tony forces Michelle to have sex with Sid, and she's like kind of resistant to it. He's like, "Do it." She's like, "Fine, I'll have sex with your best friend." And it's like,
Was never a feminist, was he?
Tony tells Sid, he's like, "Oh, you get Michelle," and he's like, "Oh, thanks, Tony. I can't." You know, thanks so much for this. Thanks for giving me Michelle. Like, she's literally like a fucking fleshlight.
Oh my God.
Like, it's mad. And then there's also, she's meant to be like underage too. They're all underage. They're all like 16, 15. There's so many shots of Michelle like walking, showing a bit of leg, and the director like slow motioning her. Like, she's a child. They're all children.
It was probably written by the guy who played Sid, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's not good.
There's also
it's
like there was that his younger sister who
Effie,
who like from the moment she came in and she was like what 12 or whatever was 13, sexualized 14. Immediately much to the point where they were like we just love this girl and then they gave her like her own series and stuff but it's just like. But it's just because you think this is a sexy child.
Yeah.
100%. What are we doing?
Yeah. Even when I was at school, you're watching that. You know, when you're the age of those, you're like. So I think I was like 14 or something when I was watching Skins for the first time. Even I was a bit like, if like, because you're like, is this like? Because you're trying to figure out because this age is really important to you when you're that age. So you're trying to figure out like. Could you possibly go out with this person if they're in the right age of you? Because it'd be weird to go out with someone who was like 2 years older.
Yeah,
you were like 14 or whatever. So at the time I was a bit like, I don't even know whether it'd be okay for me to go out with this person.
Yeah.
Like, no mind an adult watching like the show. I just
watched it and I was like, they're older than me. They're like, I didn't think about what age they were in relation to me.
I watched that and I thought that's what Britain was like.
But when you now think about it, thinking adults made that show.
Yeah.
Like, didn't they have a lot of young kids writing on it.
Did they?
Yeah, but kids, yeah,
that was the whole point.
If you read what you wrote as a 14-year-old,
producers,
you'd be
like, directors, they were adults. They were in their like 100%.
Also,
and
like
50s.
Now knowing British people, I'm like, okay, that's actually not what it was like.
It was the pedo show, yeah, wasn't it?
But the kids, if you were 14, you were like, right, you've been asked to write a TV show about kids. We wanted to write all about what you guys actually are like. You'd be like, so we're like on pills and like fucking all the time.
Yeah.
Three
really?
People per
That's
day.
That's not what I would have said when I was 14.
No, but you would have made, if you were like,
you
it's going to be on
it
TV,
better.
It's like your name's in the credits. You're like, well, I can't be doing a story about how I do Warhammer in my room and then jack off.
Yeah.
It's like you'd have to.
And then I have to do my piano. Lesson.
And then I'd
you can't get six episodes of going home watching Disney Channel for 3 hours every night.
Do my child therapy about the pit.
A full episode where a 14-year-old watched 3 back-to-back episodes of Drake and Josh.
Dun, 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 dun.
Like the idea of Hugh just like wanking and then just staring, thinking about the pit for an hour.
Yeah. I'm just facing the wall in a chair. We're waiting for the sun to come up. Oh, school time again. Time to stop thinking about the pit.
A boy having a normal school day, but every so often he's just has a flashback to a pit full of shit, and they never explain it.
Well, that was great.
Yeah.
Oh God,
that was wonderful.
Good one. Yeah, really good stuff. Thanks for sharing those stories.
Yeah, thank you for sharing those stories.
An absolute
Not
treat
sure
to have
if
you
it
in.
Did the fit the. I mean, does it? How often?
Not did, only did it fit the brief, Hugh. You fucking smashed it out of the park.
You knocked it out of the park.
You gave us the pit.
We've never had a shit pit before.
Never had a shit pit before.
But the pit before was nothing to you. And now the word pit means so much.
It means so much.
Never going to stop thinking about the pit.
The slurry pit?
The pit. It sounds like the Gulag or something, but it's like you have to
never
test yourself.
Never
going to
have a slurry without thinking about that.
If we...
Every summer you have your annual slurry. Now it's going to change everything.
Do you mean a slushy?
Yeah,
I think slurry is slurry just poo. It's always poo. Slurry.
No, I think they call it a slurry somewhere. Is it in Canada they call it a
slurry?
Oh, if someone has to tell me if they call it a slurry anywhere, or if I've just been drinking poo.
This is embarrassing. Somebody that you've been has to tell me.
Please write in and tell me whether or not I've been
and
drinking.
I've been
going
poo. Like, I would like a red and a blue, and they're like, well, it's a brown. Every time,
it's all brown.
Why do you keep drinking this?
Well, you thought it was going to be cummy, but it's actually quite pooey, the episode.
Yeah.
You were predicting a cummy one. But it's pooey. It's all pooey.
It's pooey. Well, thanks everyone for listening.
Thanks so much for listening. If we were a bigger podcast, that slurry pit would become like a hotspot for the summer.
100%.
Well, but we're not, so it won't.
We'll put the address in the show notes.
We'll put the coordinates in the show notes.
To bomb it.
Yeah.
Hugh, do you have anything to plug? You're going to Edinburgh?
Going to Edinburgh, yep. Buy tickets for that. I've got a special out. It's called The Car Park. You can buy tickets. You can watch it online.
I saw the recording for that.
Yeah.
Very good.
Are you with that? Thanks for coming to that.
Very funny boy.
Thanks for not being there, Sarah. Jesus.
I didn't
want
to put you off.
Yeah. It wasn't a big pit, wasn't it?
And it looks so great, the special. It looks amazing.
Yeah, it looks nice, doesn't it?
The clips look good.
Yeah, clips look nice. Mm. It's all good. Yeah, it's good fun. And then if you don't want to pay for it, you can watch it for free past July the 20th.
Love
Huge!
Davies,
everybody!
Davies!
Amazing stuff.
So lovely.
With no prep.
No prep. I would really have to give it to Hugh because, like, he really helped out when we were in a pinch and then he really came through.
He really came through. He had that drowning in the poo story.
Locked
ready to
and
go.
Loaded, and we gave him no prep. And this is not like where it's an edit where like we edited out like him thinking about it. Like he went straight in with the poo.
Yeah, he said it. Actually, we've re-edited it so that it sounds like we asked him a question, but he just started talking about it.
Yeah, first
he was like, "I gotta get this off my chest. I gotta tell you about the pit.
I gotta tell you about the slurry pit." Amazing. Yeah, so good.
Lovely boy. Thank you so much for listening, everybody.
Guys, thank you so much for listening.
A true
thank
delight.
You. For bearing with us through all of the changes and things that we're going through at the moment. Like, we really appreciate your support.
We're going through so much and you've stuck with us and we appreciate that.
We really do. Yeah. Please sign up to our Patreon. If you haven't, you get ad-free, longer episodes, plus extras.
Little videos.
And Yeah, it's lovely. So please, there's loads on there, like Patreon, extra episodes. Also, now that we have our new studio, we will be doing more Patreon exclusive episodes. So there will be way more on there.
Yes.
Not just the cringes, but also long episodes with just me and Sarah, if that's what...
Yeah.
If that's your
kink. That's what you're into, you freaks.
Please come and buy tickets to our Edinburgh shows. Those are coming up now.
Yes. Yeah, you can find us all the information about that on our social media.
Yeah.
We would love to see you there.
We would love to see you there. And that's it, I think.
That is it.
All right. Well, then,
For the first time in our new studio, I'm about to sexually harass you.
I really thought I almost got away with it. I really did. I was about to say you'll hear us next time, and I really thought that you were like going to say it with me, and we were going to get it clean out. Okay, you'll hear us next time.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth. It was produced by Lucas Jeffcoat with music from Ben Cavanaugh.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.